Heidi and Frank
are back.
Right here.
Right here.
Right now.
Right now.
On Southern California's rock station, 95.5.
Right now.
KLOS.
It's time to lie for tickets. Call in 818-955-2955. Tell us the stupid lies that you told, and I will give you some tickets to some concerts. But you got to lie for them. Now, don't lie to me for them. I'm going to hear about the silly lies that you told growing up. Like this. Here's an example. I got a text coming in. It says, let's see. Now they're all coming in. Crazy. So many liars listen to this show. When I was young, we had a cat that bit us once in a while. So when my boyfriend gave me a really bad hickey on my neck, I told my dad that the cat bit me, and he believed it. No, he didn't. Yeah. He went home. He went to his room and cried.
I think a cat bite does look different than a hickey.
Damn, Heidi's got a great ass. That's from
Thank
Lana.
You. Yeah.
Thank you, Lana. Yeah. Working on it.
Great
Let's
ass.
See. Yeah, she's got a great ass from Stephanie. A lot of women loving your ass, Heidi. I'm going to be the first time. Nice ass, Heidi. Oh, that's Rich. He loves your ass. Heidi's ass got me 99%.
Oh, hey.
Beautiful ass. Heidi, that bruise looks like a spot on Jupiter. No reference to the size of your ass. It just doesn't. It actually does look like a spot on Jupiter.
Yeah. Mm, got a spot on Uranus.
I can see your tattoo as well. Your tattoo goes pretty low above that butt crack.
So proof that it's really me and not a stunt ass that I'm posting or something.
All right, so now we got to find out, while we wait on the lies to come in for tickets, lying for tickets. 818-955-2955. Johnny, how do you think Heidi got that bruise? It could become a VIP. It's Heidi's bare ass with a giant bruise on the right cheek, upper right cheek. Mm-hmm. Almost like going towards the lower back.
Yeah.
Like when it curves back into the lower back. Mm. And then her nice roundness before it cups around perfectly into the hammy.
Yeah. This, I think, she was trying to go for something that was up really high. I'm imagining
on luggage,
in the
that's
kitchen.
Trish's lie.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling a lot of the women tell the same lie. But she was probably in the kitchen. And then as she was grabbing it, maybe you were on a step stool and you ended up falling backwards and falling into like a kitchen island.
Ooh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, that's not it though. Bam. That's not it.
I will say you did that in your own pool.
Mm.
You banged your ass on the edge of the pool. Mm. You were trying to jump in and mistimed it. You're trying to be cool.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Or you were trying to get out and you jumped and hit your ass like right there on the lip of the pool.
Oh, I know. I can picture exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
All right. What do you think, Jordan?
I think she was getting off of her Peloton and just took a stumble and fell into the corner of something. I like the kitchen island thing. But
like a bedpost?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, Emo, look at that bruise and tell me what you...
I was going to go Peloton too, but I'm going to go she was in one of the race things, and it's like sometimes you stand up and then go back down, and maybe things got bobbled, and then when she sat back down really hard or something. Mm. I don't know.
Like the point of the bicycle seat. She missed the seat and it hit her right in the ass.
Right there.
All right, Heidi, how did you get that big giant bruise on your ass?
It's not sexy. It was literally, I was bending down to pull an iPhone charger out of a plug, and I stood, and it was right here in this very studio, and I stood up, and my ass hit the door handle.
Oh,
I have those door handles that...
Oh, it's not a knob, you got a handle?
I just sent Johnny a picture. Yeah, it's like one of those handles.
Oh, I can see it now. I can see the handle.
Yeah, you can. You can see the lever coming off.
The length of the lever, and then it just the circle of the bruise. Where
it hurt.
Or
like,
probably the lock on the door is.
Yeah.
Oh,
a little
it just
deeper,
was like,
made it yellow.
It made me sick to my stomach. Like I wanted to vomit at
you. You got a bone bruise in that.
It's terrible.
Made you sick. It's making me hard.
Sick and hard, the Heidi and Frank show.
Okay, you probably want to get that.
Yeah, probably gotta get that one.
Oh yeah, I never really noticed the lever. It is. It is. You see the whole shebang there. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
terrible.
It's a door handle.
Yeah,
we get the point.
It's a door handle.
Yeah, it's loading, but we get the point.
Yeah.
But Frank, you lied to me today.
What? Oh. I did not.
Yes, you did.
Look at this.
You told me all the Bandero was gone, and you were throwing away the bottle. And I said, give me that bottle. I want to keep that bottle.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking in there.
There's still some in there?
And there's...
You were going to throw that away?
A splash.
I swear to God, I turned it upside down in my coffee, and it did not...
Did it not get past that? Like,
it's probably the thickness that was sticking to the sides. The Cafe Bandera.
Now it's gone.
Now it's gone.
Now it's gone.
Mm.
Good stuff.
And now you made me admit that it's in my coffee.
We already knew. Everybody knew.
Wait, you lied about that. Wait, everybody you said it was knew. Just coffee.
You just didn't think the Cafe Bandera evaporated in the room when it was so hot in here when the AC didn't work?
Exactly 1 week that bottle lasted.
That was last week they were in. When Grunny and
we weren't here two of those days.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah, that's less than five days.
Five business days.
Uh-huh. Five, yeah.
we drank a lot with
Not
JP.
Even.
Yeah, we did.
That day.
That's true.
Probably half the bottle.
Wait a second. There were two bottles.
Oh, no, the Blanco bottle's still here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
You cracked that thing earlier. That's what you gave me a shot of that earlier.
Yeah, this is what
we good.
Opened That's up for
Jordan.
That's what
Jordan
It's still
had
full.
For okay.
Let's Great. Crack that for stay or go.
That doesn't make sense.
What?
It's still full. What are we?
Disappointed in all of us. Are we growing up?
Yeah, we just killed a bottle.
Yeah.
That bottle's still warm. All right, let's see. Some other lies coming in. My sister said she dove into a shallow pool and broke her nose, and the truth was that her boyfriend at the time punched her in the nose and caused her a broken nose and black eyes.
Oh, man.
She's like, I dove into the pool.
She didn't want to rat him out. Oh, yeah. Man.
No, you ride him.
626 says, my last name is Santana. I used to tell people Carlos Santana is my uncle.
Nice. I would, too.
Yeah, who would?
714, I used to say I was Michael Keaton's stunt double in Batman, and I was 7.
I wonder what that guy's doing now.
Yeah.
VIP is worth it. I was tilting my head, too. Yeah, we're all tilting our heads.
You all look like dogs.
Trying to get around that corner. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Right there. Keep that one in there.
Exclusive to VIP, but gets posted on Instagram the same day. Did you post it on Instagram?
I didn't post it.
No, we would get flagged. We could get, serious implications.
Really? For a side ass?
You gotta keep it VIP, baby.
I've seen worse than that.
This
Instagram.
Is our secret space. This is our sacred.
Yeah, this is exclusive to VIPs only. We're not
just Photoshop a baby on there, and you're fine.
Oh, the nipple.
Yeah,
yeah. Have your other boob hanging out between your breastfeeding it. You're fine. Let's see. Driving right now. Had to switch to the video feed real quick to see Heidi's ass. Glad I did. Great day to be a VIP.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are lying right now. That's Mark Ellis's ass.
Yes, all right. We lied to you. You're right.
Where'd Heidi get all that ass? Damn, Heidi, back that ass up. Heidi has a great ass.
It's backed up. Don't you hear the beeping?
In fifth grade, I said this guy had a nice ass in front of all my friends because I heard people say stuff like that. They all laughed at me. In retrospect, the dude was fat and that ass was stupid. I can still picture it to this day. Valerie.
Wait, that guy's got a nice ass.
She was trying to be cool. She heard probably her older siblings or somebody say somebody had a nice ass. So she's like, look, that guy's got a nice ass. But he's just some fat guy.
With a stupid ass.
With a dumb ass.
Great ass!
Yeah, but stupid is sometimes good, right? When they go, stupid. It is stupid. That could mean good. But probably not in this case. Remember when DeBrat used to call you stupid? Frank, you stupid.
Yeah.
That was a compliment.
Yeah, that's how she would laugh.
Yeah.
In third grade, told people I was on a Disneyland or Disney Channel show, but couldn't talk about it yet because it wouldn't be released for a few years. Wow, the third graders knowing the ins and outs of Hollywood.
Right.
Can you post Heidi's ass on Instagram? No, Jesus. Okay.
Jesus.
Aren't you busy?
Actually, aren't you sleeping?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's taking a nap for the next 2 days. Mm-hmm.
Nailed it. Heidi's got an onion booty. Makes me want to cry. Damn, Heidi.
Oh.
See, no one even cares. What is Heidi's OnlyFans? Heidi's bruise looks like she backed into a doorknob, speaking from a personal experience. That was Lana.
There you go, Lana.
It's a true story. It's a doorknob. It was a door, like a handle, not a knob, but like a lever.
Heidi's ass is the shape of the black hole from the movie Interstellar. It is.
I guess I know what I'm watching this weekend.
The bruise.
Oh, the bruise.
VIP rules. I'm about 86%. And I'm diabetic. I used to tell people I was in a band in the fourth grade. I'm 30 now and don't know how to play any instruments.
It is weird to lie about something that can be proven that you can't do. Like, there's one thing to lie, but why are you lying about being in a band when you can't play an instrument?
Oh, here's somebody, 616, says, not to bother, but I ordered a Mocella shirt. Fine, but I am having issues paying for the VIP. I'm only texting because I can't get through to anyone otherwise. Oh. Is there a problem paying for the VIP? Well, that sucks. Might want to look into that. Test it. You get your credit card out, Johnny, and see if you can't buy a VIP right now. I mean, I'm telling people to buy VIPs right now so they can see Heidi's ass. So if they're like, did we break the system? Did we like?
Did I break the internet right now?
The payment system is like, it's down. There's too many credit cards. We can't see them all because, oh my God, Heidi's ass. Just slide it right through those butt cheeks and stick it in there and get it approved.
Give that a swipe.
I got approved. And take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Ooh, rump of smooth skin. You say, all right. Let's get these lies on the phone. Silly, silly lies you told. Hello, Nick.
Yes.
So, what lie did you tell?
So, when I was younger, my cousins and I were doing some yard work around the house. My cousin tried taking my shovel. I got mad and I ended up hitting her in the head with the shovel. And I instantly went to cover her face because blood coming down. And then my grandma came out. What's going on? Nothing, nothing. There's nothing here. And I tried hiding the shovel with blood all over my hands. Oh.
They probably thought you were going to be a serial killer when you grew up, right?
I would have definitely gotten into some therapy. That boy ain't right.
All right, Nick. Let's see. Do you want to go see Lamb of God tonight?
No, I'm working tonight. But if you have any of the Six Flag tickets, I'll gladly take those off your hands.
Oh, you want the Six Flag floaties?
Let me see. Please.
Let me see if I got any of them. Let me see. I'm going through all my paperwork here.
Okay,
I wonder, is that cousin still afraid of you?
No, she's bigger than I am, and she kicked my ass once when she turned 21.
That's probably why she got
big enough. Yeah. She beat your ass. You okay. Mm-hmm. All right, but you got to take her to Six Flags.
Yeah, sure, I will.
Very, I feel like you're lying.
I feel like you're lying too, which is even better. So stay on hold and I'll hook you up with that 4-pack to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Hello, David.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
What silly lie did you tell?
So when my wife and I were dating back in high school, we came up with a lie because I was supposed to talk to her dad. So I told him I didn't speak Spanish to not get the talk. But I'm, like, really brown. Like, you could straight tell that I'm Mexican. I don't know how he fell for it.
Oh, you just said I don't speak Spanish so that you wouldn't have to talk
to him. Yeah.
So he only spoke Spanish? That was his main language?
Yeah, he mainly spoke Spanish, so he didn't really tell me much.
Then you told him you didn't know how to speak Spanish, but obviously you do.
Yeah, exactly. And then after a couple months, he finally met my parents, and they told him the truth, and, yeah, he felt stupid.
But then you ended up marrying her.
Yeah. Happy ending.
¿Cómo se dice en español? Happy ending.
Felice finito.
That's Italian. Close enough.
I'm close.
Yeah, final feliz.
Final feliz. Yeah. Probably finito felice.
Yeah.
Finire. Probably finire felice. In Italian, whatever.
Gracias.
955 days in. All right, David, do you want some tickets or something?
You have Six Flags tickets?
No.
I'll take some swag.
All right, we'll give you some swag. Stay on hold. Guess what?
What?
I lied. I had Six Flags. It's a lying segment.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You have to figure out what you believe and what you don't believe.
Oh, my God. This is great. Mark.
Oh, hey, Frank.
What's the lie that you told that was so silly?
So when I was a kid, I was about 10 years old, there was this neighbor that we always kind of played pranks on. He wasn't the sharpest kid. I was the only child, but I grew up with my cousins, and my cousin was about 14. So she told me, oh, we should tell him you have a sister. And I thought, that's brilliant. We'll go tell him I have a sister. I don't have a sister. And part of the joke was that I'm going to dress up in a dress and she's going to put makeup on me and then go over there and convince this guy that I'm my sister. Well, that doesn't exist. And I did it, and I'm thinking, oh, this is so good. We're getting him good. And he did fall for it, but afterwards I realized I don't think this joke was really meant to be put on him.
Yeah, your 14-year-old cousin got you.
Yeah, she did, but it took till after the joke for me to realize that.
All right, Mark, you definitely get something for convincing someone your own sister. All right, amazing. So what tickets do you want?
Oh, man, do you have Six Flags? I would love some Six Flags tickets, family.
Yeah, I do. I can take it. You can go to Six Flags.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Love the show.
Thank you, Mark.
Johnny, was that like an Adam Sandler movie? Jack and Jill?
Yeah.
Or were they really brother and sister?
They were really brother and sister. Yeah. But he played both parts.
No, I knew he played both parts, but I didn't know what the scenario was in the movie.
Okay. David was waken up by a paintball gun from his dad. Jesus. That sounds like a lie. Mira lied about being Samantha on Bewitched.
Oh, Darren.
Matt lied about what sound a giraffe makes to his kids. Mm-hmm. All right, I got to hear this. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Austin. Hey there, Frank.
All right, so tell us the lie you told your kids.
So when my kids were little, all kids ask, what sound does this animal make? What sound does that animal make? And I don't know what sound a giraffe makes. So I had just been watching the movie Three Amigos. And said, Farley, 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 Farley is what giraffes sound like. Now, that's all good and fine while they're 3 years old, but once they went to school, my middle son now goes to a school where the mascot is a giraffe. And so it got out at school that giraffes make that sound and that my son was the one spreading that.
Farley, got back to me.
Okay, correct. So we had to have a meeting with the teacher, and that wasn't productive.
Oh, Farley. Come on, that's just fun.
My wife doesn't always appreciate what I think is funny.
It's a fun word.
Oh, Matt, I got to give you a prize. What do you want?
I got to ask, do you have any more of those floaters for the kids I lied to?
Do I have any more floaters? I think I gave them all away. Do I have any more for next week?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. I can send you to see, do you want to go see Bruce Springsteen?
Heck yes, I do.
All right,
When is it?
It's going to be next Tuesday at the Kia Forum.
I'm down.
All right, you're going.
Thank you.
Springsteen, the E Street Band, of yours, Stanhope. Oh, God.
That is hilarious. Farley, 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 Farley.
That is great. Yeah. That was the best one to end on right there. Yeah. So when we come back, though, it is time for Should I Stay or Should I Go? We got a band eagerly awaiting to have their music played here on 95.5 KLOS. And you need to tell them the truth. Should they stay in the music business and pursue that dream, or should they get out of it today and run down to Santa Monica and throw their instruments off the pier?
Yeah, no lying in this segment. Our lying segment is over. Yeah. This is like true honesty now.
We've gone from lies to the cold, hard truth.
Right.
With Stay or Go. 818-955-2955 is next. We're Heidi and Frank.
They see me rolling. They hating. Patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.